Revelation 19:7 says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready." In this study, we approach this tremendous crowning mystery, yet a great revelation. The language used to identify this concealed yet revealed revelation causes the great apostle Paul to constrain himself when he says this is a great mystery regarding marriage in the book of Ephesians, which we will see later. More than once, the Lord himself refers to himself as the bridegroom. He speaks to his disciples and calls them as the children of the bride chamber. Listen, the solemn midnight cry raised by the expected crowd is, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, and they are ready." And all that were representing and representing him and all that came with him, accompanying him to the marriage. And he would allude to things and statements and allegories and parables to a wedding, always speaking about a wedding. He would exhort his followers regarding a marriage, his disciples to be made ready. In Luke 12:35-36, just write it down. It says, "Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. And you yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately."